Welcome, everybody, to an erotic examination of Everyone is an Expert. Ooh, I got some looks on that one.
Erotic.
Yes, an erotic examination. I'm your first host, Nicodemus. I'd like to start by saying this, if you haven't figured it out by now, it's an explicit podcast, so we're going to use a lot of adult language, humor, and situations that are not appropriate for everyone. So we love our kids. We share a lot with our kids. This podcast is not one of them. All right. Our kids are far, far away from here when we record this.
Yes.
We love them. We share a lot of things with them. Again, this is not one of them. So please, you know, be a good parent. Be respectful. You know, let them live their lives and experience. You know, they'll get exposed to this nonsense later in life. But right now, let's have some fun. We're going to talk some nonsense and dive deep in this conversation. But right now, let me give a shout out to all my hosts and turn it over to the second one.
What up, hosts? I shout out to the hosts. Mm. Guess what?
What?
Tech one. Yeah. What? Go Red Raiders, playing for the Natty Champ.
Yeah.
Anyways, these are our opinions. All these topics are different. Tonight's topic is a pretty good one. These are our opinions. If you don't like them, we don't care. Just don't hold strong opinions about things you haven't experienced. Turn it over to Christina.
And yes, I am Christina. And like they said, this can be controversial. But we want to show you that you may not agree with everybody, like we don't agree with each other sometimes. But you can still be friends and love each other afterwards. And I'm going to hand it over to my huggable friend, Sarah.
With an H.
That's right.
So what the H stands for, huggable.
Exactly. Most of all, we want y'all to have a great time listening to us. We hope y'all enjoy it. And join us every week.
Every week.
Every week.
Yes. Every second of every week.
Is that a segue?
Why, yes. Yes, it is. All right, so... you haven't figured it out by now. This podcast is about sex, baby. It's about you and me. All right. Yeah. That was way old school.
I'll make love to you.
All right.
Hey,
stop.
That's a good song.
That is a good song.
That is a good song when it's done by the appropriate people. You're a little too pale to be on Boys to Men.
I like it when
sorry.
You sing it to me.
Sorry.
Such a racist joke.
That is. But yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Too neon for that.
So girl. What about sex? Are we talking about like positions? Are we talking about like how much we like to have it? What's the topic on sex, my brother?
All right. Well, you brought it to me. You know what we're talking about. Men and women.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. You explain it better than I do.
Go ahead. Shout out to Balake. This is a topic that was brought to us from a listener. So shout out to Balake.
What up, Balake?
This is for you, brother.
Well, go ahead. What did Balake and you talk about?
No. He had a question one night, and he said, he asked me, he says, who has more sex drive in your relationship?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you or her?
Men and women.
Men and women, yes. Okay. Yes.
Get to the point. So you and Balake don't have
a relationship. No, absolutely not. I mean, Balake is a sexy mother effer.
Yeah.
But no, he's... I'm a chubby chaser. He's too skinny for me.
Was that a fat joke?
No, that wasn't a fat joke, girl.
Sarah.
I tell you, you're thick all the time, baby. You're thick, girl.
She ain't fat, bro. She's just a little thick.
Yeah. It's all in the butt.
It is.
So, more cushion for the pushing.
That's what we're here for.
No, I just wanted to clarify. So, you know, as far as I know, scientifically, religiously, we have two sexes. Male and female. Now, wherever your preference after that, we'll dive into that a little later. But right now, we want to decide which gender has the more sex drive. Am I right?
You're right.
So that's where we're going with this one. So looked on the internet, found some very interesting things. So be very careful how you word this in Google search.
I can imagine some of the things that you may have come across researching this.
Well, yeah.
And my phone has a heart on it, won't go away.
Well, you know, like I said, first off, thanks for all of y'all listening. We love it. You know, that's the whole reason we do it. We we want that conversation. We want that insight from people where we live and how we see the world. So thank y'all for listening, first of all. Second of all, my apologies from the last episode. I had some kind of bunk websites. Man, IGN let me down on that network. Shit. Oh, dude, it's bad. It's bad. Felt like a total idiot. So trying to be a lot more careful in the websites I choose. So I think I did half-assed decent this week. I chose a very popular website for some of this content and some of these facts we pulled off with.
Was it Pornhub?
What sites did you pull it off of?
Was it Braziers?
What are these, like, it was Victoria's Secret? I mean, Braziers.
Oh, come
it's
on.
Brazzers. Yeah. It's
Brazzers?
Oh, Brazzers. Whatever it's called.
I mean, not that I know. I just, what I've heard.
Yes.
Oh, this is what I don't know about, apparently.
We're not dwelling down that molehole, because that molehole is infinite.
Oh.
It's not finite, as y'all say.
You learn.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was once like you.
No, it's... It's not Brazzers. It's not... Pornhub, it's none of that. No. You're not going to learn anything from those kind of sites. You're just going to learn the certain strokes certain folks get off on. That's all you're going to learn from those sites. So, no, I wanted some scientific peer-reviewed information where people actually took the time and tried to, you know...
Figure out sex.
Yeah,
and they did
the scientists did.
They did the research to see who has the more drive.
Okay.
Not who has the most sex.
Yeah.
I think that's what Nick's getting at.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Something like that, yeah. So, no, what I meant by popular site is I used WebMD, and then I found a better site called NPR. But anyways, we'll get into that. So let's start with just what we think as a group, so our opinion. So start with Nate. I'd just love to go to you. You got that innocent look, you know?
It depends on age, I think.
Depends on age for sex drive?
Yes.
That's an interesting take.
I think that guys do when they're younger.
Uh-huh.
And I think there becomes a point where women have more of a sex drive when they're...
Right.
But like 20-ish, definitely guys.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Viagra made a whole market out of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't see Viagra for women.
So I think it depends on age and...
Yeah.
Hormones. Yeah.
Age and hormones between men and women. So men have more of it.
Younger.
Yeah. Young stud, yeah.
Yeah.
But they get older.
We need to get on the same page.
Oh, okay.
When is that age level out where you're both, you know, at that right spot?
Yeah, where's optimal? Like,
I don't know.
Mine died 5 years ago.
You died 5 years ago. Oh, God. All right. So, weren't you in a drought for 5 years?
Yeah, that's when it died.
Poor Sarah. She's got the fuzzy end of the lollipop here. So, all right. So, mathematically, help me out here. So, if men, you know, have the drive younger in life and they lose it as they get older, you're saying just the opposite for women. So, there needs to be a prime time between those numbers, right?
It's like 30?
They meet. Yeah. Even though both are not at the optimal level, there's got to be a happy medium. You're saying 30, Christina?
Yeah, I was going to say about 30.
At 30, men start losing percents of testosterone.
And women start getting more, you know, friskier.
Estrogen.
You know.
Right.
So, yeah, probably 30-ish.
Think 30? Okay. Mm-hmm. 30-year-olds get more ass than anybody else, huh?
They probably have the best ass. I think they have the best sex. Yeah.
Right, more sex drive. Yeah. No matter what team you're batting for.
Because really, honestly, if you've got one person that's more into it than the other, they have the best sex at 30. You know, both of you are like, yes.
If one person wants it more than the other?
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, because it makes it a lot better if you both want it.
Hold on, Bill Cosby. Hold on. I'm trying to understand this. Too soon?
I didn't understand
that. No, that was funny shit. I loved it.
No, I was just making sure.
You got some rupees?
It's not too soon, right?
I
don't understand what y'all are getting at. Yeah.
I think she worded it wrong. You know, both people want it at the same time. So
yeah, you're
better.
Both as into it as the other person. So,
you're
know.
Equally sexually driven.
Yeah, yes. So it makes for better sex.
Right, okay.
30-year-olds, team up, because that's when it's going to happen. I do not agree with 30 years old.
And if you have a kid while your two 30-year-olds doing it, do not come back to us for child support. Yes. He said that.
So what's your opinion?
Women have more sex drive than men.
All the time?
All the time. And I'm sorry, but like when I get off work, I don't have the most labor-intense job. But when I'm done with work...
Oh, I know.
This is my routine. I'm going to come home, and I'm going to take my keys out of my pocket. I'm going to put them in my cap, put my cap on top of the bucket, eat, shit, shower, shave if I want to, and then I'm going to lay my fat ass in the bed. Do with me what you will, but if I'm not feeling it, I'm like, get off of me. I don't want it. Rape. Don't touch me there. That's my special spot. My mama told me no.
Y'all think he's kidding. Y'all laugh like it's a joke. Mm.
It is not a joke.
It's not.
No. It's an uncomfortable laugh.
I say something about you. Can talk about Bill Cosby. I say something about my mom. It's uncomfortable. It's just because you know her.
That was a cheap shot.
But no, I do think that women have.
Hold on. Sorry, Bill.
Go ahead. Sorry, Bill. I do think women have more sex drive, and I don't know why, but I just think they do. I know the one I'm in a relationship with does.
Yeah, you're trying to make it sound like it's a bad thing.
It's not. You know. Do you know how good it feels to go home, take your shoes off, and lay in the bed?
Oh yeah.
And do nothing.
Oh, I open the door and it's thrown at me from across the room. Hey, honey.
Oh, here it is.
That's when we get on top.
Right. But no, I think women have more sex drive throughout life. And I can bring up, I don't know if it's a story that's, it's not inappropriate, but, you know, like in high school, you know, you think all the popular kids, you know, are having sex and all this and whatnot, but really, it's the nerds that are getting down and getting freaky. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, I know. I was in band.
Then see? You know,
this one time at band camp?
Yeah. Oh, I was not one of those girls, but I knew them.
But and I just think that's how it is. And I think women nowadays are more...
open.
Open and liberal with their bodies and whatnot. So
that's the first time I've ever heard you refer to as... being liberal as a positive thing. So I appreciate you for that.
He said it was positive. You seen the things they do to their bodies?
You watch.
You watch and you enjoying it too.
Don't act like you don't look away.
I do. It's like a train wreck. I just look through my fingers like this.
No. You don't try to look. I like your point. That's why this topic was very interesting to me. So yeah, I see your point and I agree a lot with it. What do you think,
Christine? I think it honestly is a mix between the two of them. I think overall, women have more of a sex drive.
That's the fun part, is the mixing of the two.
Yeah.
See where I went there?
Yeah. But I think overall, I think just in general, and from my experience, I'm not speaking for all women, because there is a stereotype that women are, you know, never want it, have a headache, blah, 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 all that shit.
Yeah.
That's the stereotype. But from my experience, from girls I've known and from myself and just in different situations stuff, it's usually the woman that's more aggressive about it. I know that sounds out of place, but that's just my experience with it. Now, I do know with age, there is that shift, you know, and that same kind of idea like what Sarah was saying. And so, I mean, I think it's a mix between the two.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a happy little balance. I live in the gray, so, you know, I like that.
Happy little balance.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, and I think that, I mean, stop me if I'm wrong.
Stop.
Between you three. Can't go yet.
Red light, green light, 1, 2, 3.
No. Letter, may I?
1, 2, 3, go.
You didn't know that? I thought you were supposed to say go in karate.
Yeah, right.
He punched me in the face.
No, but correct me if I'm wrong. So, two couples here, real familiar with each other, past the age of 30. Maybe that's the thing. But, yeah, I think the women in mine and Rash's life are way more aggressive than us. Maybe aggressive is not the right word.
Oh, no. Aggressive is a good word.
Well, I want to find a word that's more aggressive than aggressive.
Extra aggressive.
There you go.
Muy aggressive. Aggressive squared.
We're that aggressive?
It's the way it feels.
Do you feel violated?
Sometimes I do. She twists my arm behind my back.
I thought you were about to say she twists your nipple.
And she says, "Say, Uncle, you son of a bitch." And I'm like, "Uncle!"
It happens that quickly, huh? No.
It does. No, I'm kidding. She. I like the word aggressive because aggressive is not just a physical thing. You can be mentally aggressive. You know, ladies can think about it all day long. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, and people say, well, men think about sex, you know, 7 times a minute or whatever, the stat is on that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but for me, that's not true. You know, in my personal opinion, I think about sex probably twice a week.
Oh, no. Is that the same for you?
Oh, no. Is it? 7-9 times. I think I'm holding the gold medal for that shit. Fuck.
I'm sorry I'm so lame, y'all, but I mean, it's just... Sarah's choking.
Well, you're older than me. I mean,
Oh, yeah, 4 years, that's not much.
Okay, it changes that much in 4 years? Fuck.
So no. Maybe the thing with women being more aggressive or having more of a sex drive,
mm-hmm.
in my personal feelings, yeah. Women are more emotional, yeah. And they're more emotionally attached to it. I mean, that's more of a way to show, I'm into you.
Yeah. Mm.
I love you. I want to be with you.
And I'm not just trying to annoy you.
I mean, it's not a...
So
necessarily a physical thing for a woman.
It's not about the sex.
Right.
It's that emotional connection that a woman feels during sex that a woman needs.
Right. So you're putting the pecker on a pedestal. That's what you're doing.
My particular pecker. Right?
I mean, if that's what you want to say, yeah.
The pecker I chose, yes. The pecker on a pedestal.
And it's more
what's
emotional.
What's wrong with that, though? Yeah. I mean,
would you agree with
that? Yeah, totally. I never really thought about it that way, but that totally makes sense.
All right, well.
I understand where you're coming from, but y'all, what does that have to do with sex drive?
Because that's how we, guys associate love and sex. They're very... No, girls do too. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I know they say guys can separate it and stuff and everything, but if we show you that we're, like, all over you, into you, that's showing more. It's not just, like, about the fuck. It's about the actual togetherness about it.
All right.
Like cuddling.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some are cuddling, some are anal play. Well, I mean, we'll get into that.
What? Nick said a dirty word.
So that's WebMD, it gave 1 through 7, and since we're on the subject right now, number 5, who takes more direct roles to sexual satisfaction? All right. What do y'all think? Men, women?
I think women have to actively...
Who's more dominant in the role? How do you word that question?
Is it asking who actually does the most activeness to get... To completion.
Who takes a more direct route
to
it?
Yes. Men right. Take a more direct route.
Absolutely, men, hands down. So, but to your and Sarah's point, women's desires begin between the ears rather than the legs.
Yep.
They want a plot, hence romance novels. Would you agree, ladies?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So it's all about romance.
It's all about mind games.
It's not necessarily...
Yeah, for real. They try to get you. Run away.
And see, and that's so funny because that's the stereotype that a lot of guys automatically think, and that's not our intention at all. But they automatically assume that is because we're like, you know, like we're putting your claws in you. It's just like, no, I really like you, so I'm letting you know. It's not like I'm trying to, like, claw you.
No, the claws we're good with. It's the 12-inch, you know, double-ended dildo that you whip out.
Wow.
This isn't for me. This is for you. That's when we get nervous. Are you nervous?
I'm not into that. No.
I don't think I've ever done that to anybody.
I don't want the double donger. I'm out.
I don't think
I don't even want the silver bullet. Fucking run away, Rash. Run away.
Run, Rash. Run. All right, well,
that's going to make me have nightmares. It's going to be a double donger dildo chasing me.
Oh, it's not a nightmare.
Ooh. Oh, my God. I knew it. She violates me in my sleep.
Makes it a reality.
Violent charges.
You just think it's a nightmare. I'm whispering in your ear the whole time. It's a dream.
It sure don't feel like a dream.
All right.
I feel physical pain here.
All right, so number three, since y'all brought it up, who is more open-minded, men or women?
Oh.
Men.
Men? All right, Rash is sticking with men. What about you ladies?
I think that guys are probably more open-minded. I don't know if it's because they're actually more open-minded or they're just more comfortable showing they're open-minded.
Mm-hmm. And see, and I guess I'm atypical when it comes to that kind of stuff because I have no problem with that. Like, I just...
So you're a very open woman.
Yes, and it doesn't bother me to, you know, I'm open about being open. It doesn't bother me some, but I know that that's... Typically, that's not the case when it comes to my gender.
Well, okay, so just personal.
Yes.
I haven't been with very many people. Okay, I was in a 20-year relationship that ended. I got with Jeff. There was one person before that. So I...
keep going.
Don't give me that shocked look. But...
Don't worry about it.
I'm... I mean, like, I'm a little... I'm not quite as open with sharing. I would be a little more open-minded, but it's kind of that fear of...
Judgment?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, am I doing this right?
If I'd be a little more open? I mean, it's that scaredness and... I don't know. That's my opinion.
It's good.
It's a social thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to look at me crazy?
You're afraid you're going to get judged.
Honey, I look at you crazy a lot.
I get the same.
I look at what you're banging and look at you crazy.
So. But look at him. He's so cute.
That's why I'm looking at you crazy. All right, so, yeah, no, we'll dive in the social part, but real quick, so who's more open-minded? According to WebMD, women, there's Meredith Chivers of Northwestern University, if I mispronounce that, go fuck yourself, showed erotic films to heterosexual and homosexual men and women, ask questions with devices attached to their genitals. Sounds like a good time, huh? What else are you going to do?
I want to be part of that study.
I don't know. Is it shock therapy? If you don't like this, you're going to get your testicles tased.
I like it.
I love it.
Just make this stop.
We had a safe word. What was it? Stop.
Stop.
All right, so straight men were pretty forward, you know. They said they liked films with, you know, a guy and a girl or two girls, right? And
surprise, like I said, they
attached some devices to their genitals to show that what they're saying was showing physically, right? So they were correct. That's the films they.
So it's an MRI for your dick.
Whatever works for you.
I would picture more of an EKG.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
A little helmet head.
A little bit of like a sonogram kind of a thing going on here. What's flowing in behind there?
Or maybe it's just real simple and they just said...
Are you hard?
Yeah, we're going to strap this to you, and if blood rushes to your penis and it gets erect, then we'll know that you like heterosexual porn.
Now that begs the question, what did they do with the women? Because women's arousal is not as obvious.
The G-spot swells up like a walnut.
Well, I know, but it's not so, as yeah, obvious. You've got to be pretty...
Oh, it's pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. So, like I said, did it for both heterosexual and homosexual. So, the homosexual men got up there, and guess what they said? They prefer erotic films with male-on-male action.
Who the fuck it?
Yeah, guess what? Their genitals proved them right. So. Nailed it.
Nailed that one.
Yep, device confirmed it. So, but they set straight women down and said, what do you prefer? And most straight women said, you won't believe it, male and female erotic films, right? Makes sense, right? Yeah, you're yeah, saying you're...
Yes.
However, the device said otherwise. Said between... male and male, and female films, the genitals were happy with any of them.
I don't care. Sex.
Did not make a shit.
I was worried there for a second. Which one is this going to say? Where are we going with this? But when you heard it all, you said, oh, that makes sense.
Off the break, you were worried.
Well, I just didn't know what was going to be said. I was like, I mean, I just didn't know where that was going. Apprehension.
That's what she said.
Mimi. Nick says anything that they're happy with or not happy with. Well, let me tell you about some foods that will help you increase your sex drive, your libido. It'll make you a champ.
All right.
Ooh.
Walnuts.
What?
Walnuts.
Really?
Yeah. I'm testicles surprised. On a wall? Walnuts? Never did. Avocados.
I
knew that one. Shout out, Peasy.
Little green squeezies. Watermelon.
Watermelon. Now, I always heard on watermelon it was the rind. It wasn't the actual...
I've never eaten a watermelon rind, so I don't know. Maybe I should. Maybe my sex drive will peak.
And maybe you should.
Captain Watermelon.
Guess what? It's a good thing it's summer. You're fixing to get lots of
yeah. Almonds are on there.
Really?
There's a lot of nuts. Dark chocolate, also an aphrodisiac. You know, it also increases your libido. Eggs.
Mm-hmm. Eggs?
You know who to think a freaking... An egg coming out of a chicken's ass really increase a human's sex drive.
It's like the human
peaches.
Peaches.
Saffron, which I think is a root, is it not?
They use it as a spice, don't they?
I'm not sure. I just... No. Saffron.
Yeah, sure.
Steak.
Ooh.
I should have an incredible sex drive. That's all my average ass eats is steak. Just kidding, listeners. I'm broke. Send money. And hey. Coffee.
Coffee, really?
Coffee.
That's like my coffee. Problem. You drink I drink coffee all day
all long. The time. And you're just hornier than a two-peckered billy goat.
That's my problem. I quit drinking coffee. Maybe we'll get on the same level.
Maybe you should start drinking more.
But no wonder I have a hard-on every morning when I go to work. Freaking drink a cup of coffee. I knew it.
That's where the quickie came from? The morning quickie?
Yeah, the freaking...
Everybody had some coffee?
You should just stay home a little longer.
I can't. I have a job. I have to provide for my family.
Get up a little earlier.
Get up a little earlier.
Drink the coffee at home rather than getting it after you leave the house.
Well, I have a routine. I'm a creature of habit. And I happen to like my habits.
You know, the keys go in the cap. The cap goes on the bucket. We've heard
I'm,
the habit
I'm telling
list.
You, the wallet comes out next, then the pocket knife. I got to keep my pocket in their last. That way when Sarah tries to jump my bones, I can stab her. Get back! Get your ass back! Get your sexually driven ass back up.
I don't understand why it's such a problem.
It's not a problem. I make light of it because she is so much more sexually driven than I am. And it's not a bad
Air
thing.
Five.
It's not like that I don't like it, because I do. It's just when I get home.
You're tired.
No, I'm not all the time, but I have a routine. And if something bumps that routine, it's crazy. Like my mind goes somewhere else. Neverland, you know, second start of the ride, straight on to the morning. Where the fuck we go?
Oh, can I ask y'all something?
You bet.
I haven't listened to the past minute of this conversation because I'm still trying to figure out what a double dick goat would sound like when he orgasms, you know?
Oh my God.
It would sound like this.
A double shot. No,
that may be the business end of it, but what is the goat doing this whole time? You know, you know, it's that other octave, you know, and just keeps going.
Oh, wow.
Would it sound a lot like Fran Dresser having an orgasm?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'd pay money to hear that.
Yeah, right? It would, huh?
I would. I would pay money to hear Fran Dresser.
I bet there's footage out there of it somewhere.
I'm not searching.
I mean, I'm sure.
You know, you type in the nanny orgasm, next thing you know, you got 80-year-old Brits freaking coming in their knickers.
Sorry. Pun intended.
Yes, nanny 911, my sex drive, my libido, I need eggs and stick. And a two-peckered billy goat. Send it now. I'll pay shipping and handling fees.
I bet you would.
Oh, my God.
I know. How did we get to
two-peckered billy goat? I don't know.
We tried to keep this classy.
Wow.
We had great intentions.
You did it.
Why you... You're not fingering me in the good way right now.
Suspect number one.
You know what? It was a little hard on my rectum. So, you know what? I need something to ease the pain. So, you know what time it is, right?
I know what time it is.
You?
It's beer day! Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what we got today?
Today, we have a IPA. It's called Happy Camper.
Happy Camper.
And if y'all don't know what IPA is, it's Indian Pale Ale. That's what IPA stands for. It's from the Santa Fe Brewing Company. I really like this can.
It looks
Mexico-y.
Yeah. What's up,
New Mexico-y. Excuse me.
It's got that new Mexico.
It's got that new Mexico. There's not so many old Mexicans.
No.
Okay.
All new.
All new.
Brand new.
Yes.
Fresh new Mexicans.
Fresh out of the package.
What? Old Mexico doesn't look like this. Old Mexico would have a bird with a snake in its mouth.
It's an eagle, by the way. It's not just any bird. I mean, yeah, it's not, not a rooster on a fence post with a garden
snake. It's a Santa Fe.
They have rooster on a whiskey bottle. You know what it's called?
I think if you know.
Rooster Bottle Company?
No.
An IPA.
Something. Anyways, beer 30.
Beer 30.
Okay.
Get back on track.
Listeners, here we go. For the beer part of this.
Yeah.
The Happy Camper IPA.
Yeah.
Wiping your ass with a pine cone is as rough as camping should get.
Wow.
That's why we canned an IPA that you can pack into the wilderness or float with down the river. It's a New Mexico favorite whose maltiness is balanced with citric floral hops. Goes great with grilled meat, campfires, bears, and mosquito repellent. Happy camping.
That is a great description. I hope y'all think it tastes as good as that description was.
Crafted and canned at Santa Fe Brewing Company, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Government warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of risk of birth defects.
You sound like the Matchbox guy.
The little guy on the commercials.
The Micro Machines?
Yeah, that's it.
Matchbox, get the hell
out
of here. Micro Machines, sorry.
You knew what I was talking about,
though. Anyways. Back on something, yeah, that was the whole reason I bought this beer. It's like, he's got to read that.
I'm down. I like to read.
Let's see, the sex topic episode with Pinecone in the ass. Yeah, it's got to be read.
Hmm.
But we have a surprise for the ladies. Christina, you want to read it? What you got there?
Well, Nick pulled out of the refrigerator that we didn't know we had a special bottle of wine called, I think, Capriccio Sangria.
Nailed it.
Sure. And it doesn't have much of a description, but it does say made with pineapple, grape, lemon, pomegranate, orange, pear, apple, cherry, and lime. Juice from concentrate. And then it says don't let her help protect the environment.
It is a sangria. Yeah. Sangria wine is a lot of fruits mixed together.
So yeah, but you know when it says made from concentrate, you know what that means, right?
It means there's a bit of juice in it.
That's the reason why, yeah. That's why I read that.
It means it was cheap on the wallet.
There you go.
All right. Let's get this track.
So, join our let our listeners join in. Ready?
Oh.
Okay, mine was this. Yours just exploded all over the place. Rash saved his a little bit.
Gosh. Well, he got down a lot faster than Sarah's got him trained.
Oh, this is shit. Very.
Nick made a huge mess.
Oh, it's awful.
Everywhere.
And we're not talking about in his pants.
That's the best sound we can get from a wine bottle because opening it wasn't sounding very good, so the gulping.
Oh my gosh. I got a fucking mess everywhere.
I'll divide it up, I promise.
The beer got mad because we talked about pine cone in the ass. It's like, I'll teach you.
Oh my god.
There we go.
Well, that's what happens when you
There's
stick a pine
your drink,
cone
Miss Sarah.
In your ass.
Right. It explodes.
Explodes.
The pine cone or your ass?
So I guess we get to take first.
We do this time.
Preoccupied?
Let's give this
a
try.
Yeah, go ahead. Let us know how that sangria is while we try to clean up this mess here.
Jeez, Sarah doesn't like it.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. What I was expecting.
Have y'all never had sangria before?
Yeah, I have.
You know what it makes me think of? Like the first thing that came to mind? Cheesecake.
Hmm. Okay, now I didn't catch that. Let me try this again.
She's kinky. I see why you keep her around. Cheesecake.
Dude, cheesecake? She calls me Mr. Beefcake.
Woo, woo.
It makes me think of like a fruity drink you get at a bar that the bartender put a little bit too much alcohol in. Not that this has too much in it, but like they have that aftertaste of it a little bit.
I don't know.
But I like it.
Like that taste you get in your mouth whenever you eat cream cheese. I kind of get that aftertaste.
Mm. Oh, that thickness.
That's why it makes me think of cheesecake.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's all like
it's good.
Full flavor. Is that why they talk about full flavor? Mm. Is that where that comes from? Can a $7.99 bottle of wine have a full flavor?
I don't know how much alcohol I got in it.
13.9%. I think I like this wine.
Is this adding to y'all's sex drive, just talking about the wine?
Exactly.
I mean,
the drunker the better.
Are you catching the subtleties finally? Give us wine.
You said mind games earlier.
That's no secret. Yeah.
Here you go.
I know what drives your sex.
Coffee.
It's me nuts.
I heard trash came out there for a second.
It's me nuts.
Me nuts. You need like a little jig for that.
Wah, wah.
So how's the beer?
Yeah.
The beer, other than it being on Nicodemus' paperwork,
yeah,
and my whatever this is. I don't know what it's called. I've never used
placemat.
A placemat, yes. What do we have a placemat in a studio for? It's a freaking multi-million-dollar studio. We have a placemat.
We're not at a kitchen table at all.
No, not at all. With a round, with this Lazy Susan in the middle.
We would never record on that.
I like it. It's not a bad IPA. I could drink this on a camping trip with bears and mosquito repellent.
And pine cones up your ass?
No, there's nothing going up my ass.
And we're in the wrong part of the country for pine cones, so I think they're safe.
No, we got pine cones here. I just
but they're like this big, so I guess y'all only had the good pine cones.
I think you have to finish a few of these before you get to the pine cones. You know what I mean? It's not a first date thing, you know. I'm gonna shove a pine cone up your ass. It's more of a third, maybe third, fourth date. Yeah, you know,
I gotta meet the parents first.
I gotta keep it classy.
Yeah, you
keep
know.
It classy.
Walnut, sure. Pine cone, shit, no.
A peanut.
You got a cashew, it kind of curves. It might go in a little quicker, a little easier.
Hit that spot.
Hit that G spot, yeah.
Baby. Well, let me try the beer. Yeah, believe it or not, I'm not a.
Men have a G-spot, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
Oh, do they?
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Haven't found mine yet, but I'm hoping.
Yeah. That is nasty.
Try a bigger cashew.
I am not like a happy beer? Camper. No.
I don't like it.
Try the sangria.
You're not a happy camper. Oh. I enjoyed it.
It's good.
It's one of my more favorite ones we do on this stupid segment. So. Oh, yeah. I talk shit about the segment. Fuck off.
You like this one. You want to try the wine?
No, I do not want to try the wine.
Oh, now we try your beer. No, I drink an IPA. I
do not drink wine. I'm sorry.
You are so full of shit.
Okay, I drink wine if I'm like at a classy dinner party where I get to dress up with a bow tie.
You were... No.
When have you
I
ever
I thought our multi-million been? Dollar studio. Isn't that fancy enough?
When have you ever been at a fancy dress party?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Come on now.
You've had wine.
Let's see. We went and ate after my grandma got put in the ground. Does that count? That doesn't count?
No.
Well,
no.
It was fancy.
You drank wine with me one night.
Do you like
a
it?
Restaurant?
Like if it's a date, yes, I'll have a glass of wine. But that, like having
you've
ultras,
tried my wine
having an IPA, I'm not about to drink some sangria wine. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're drinking wine, and I just took a sip of IPA, which is way different.
I have two drinks in front of me. Which one do I want to drink?
I don't know. Both of them will make you randy, baby. So.
We don't need the drinks, apparently.
I've got an interesting drinking game today. Well, it's not interesting, but it is a drinking game. I did get part of it right. So,
yay!
I think it's interesting because normally I will do a list. We'll do true or false, blah, blah, blah. Listeners, the other hosts have no idea what I'm about to drop on them.
I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Yeah, it's going to be as rough as a pine cone in the ass. So here we go. we're going to play Never Have I Ever.
Oh no!
Yes,
oh,
we are doing a
don't be bashful, girls.
Yeah, a libido episode. So I picked a list. There's about 20 or so something on here. If we don't want to play, just say pass. I'm cool with that because this is broadcasted. But if you play. We're gonna play the rules. Yeah, yeah.
If they say pass, do they have to drink?
No. If you say pass, that's fine. I'm just gonna let it go. Is that fair enough? Because this is after.
I'll drink if I pass.
I'll take a drink for pass.
It is a game.
All right. If you say pass, Rash has to drink sangria. I'm cool with that. Is that what we're saying?
No.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. No, don't listen to him. So, anyways, listen.
People, this is a mutiny. The mutiny that ganged up on me.
Bad touch.
Pineapple.
Pinecone.
What's the safe word? Stop.
Stop.
All right. Are y'all ready?
Ready.
All right, let's dive in. Head first. That's what he said. Never have I ever sent someone a naughty pic.
For you listeners,
do you have to drink if you've done it?
Yes.
Just so you listeners know, all four of us are taking a drink. Mm.
Sarah took the biggest drink, just so y'all know. All right, so never have I ever slept in the buff.
All
of us again, we're just a bunch of
and yes, listeners, all four.
All four again. Do you remember that one time we talked about well, we didn't talk about changing the name, but somebody mentioned changing the game to everyone is a pervert and using like triple X's. Yeah, I'm thinking we need to do that. All right, so
just for this episode.
No, for all of them.
Everyone's a triple expert. Yeah,
you need to listen to the rest of the episode so you don't think we're fucking perverts.
I've known Go ahead. I had a perfect go. You lob grapefruit like that. Next time I'm going to destroy it.
A grapefruit? Why grapefruit?
Because they're easy to hit.
Because they're large?
Yes.
Okay. Why not a watermelon?
Because you can't throw a watermelon.
It'll make you want to have sex.
I want a fucking grapefruit.
Yeah, and there's grapefruit in the sangria. I read it.
Never have I ever received a lap dance.
Oh, we have one sitting down.
I gave her a lap dance last week.
Everybody but Sarah. All right, wow. Well, it comes around on the next one. Never have I ever given a lap dance.
Nobody's drinking.
I am.
I mean, I don't know if it could count as a lap dance. I mean...
You were on my lap when you did it.
Were you grinding? It's a lap dance. Just because you didn't get a dollar doesn't mean it's not a lap dance.
Okay.
Y'all don't judge me for getting
a lap dance. Who says I didn't get a dollar?
You get what you get, girl. It's your world.
Y'all don't judge me for giving a lap dance. Gas is over $2 a gallon now. Fuck off.
I did two lap dances. You got $2.
I got to get to work.
Never have I ever taken a sexy selfie. No?
No.
No? Okay. Just me and you again?
All right. I've never snapped one of myself in a sexy pose.
Oh, baby. What does that say about us?
We're egotistical and think all our selfies are sexy. Moving on. Never have I ever had a friend's with benefits. Have you ever had a friend with benefits?
Yeah.
All right. Cheers to you.
Well,
I have to.
I mean, here, okay, does it count if it's one-sided? If it's friends with benefits on one side and not the other?
You know, there's not a lot of rules to this. If you think it applies, just drink the fucking wine. All right. There we go.
If you
we don't need
bang
all the
somebody
deeds.
That wasn't in a relationship with, then yes, that's a friend with benefits.
Oh, okay.
I think
Sarah's not getting drunk anymore.
She's good.
But Christina is, so we're going to keep rolling with this.
Of course. Never have I ever kicked my ass every time.
All right. We'll move on. That one's kind of boring. All right. Never have I ever flashed someone. I will have to drink.
I flashed everybody.
Sarah.
Pick your cup
quit
up.
Fucking bullshit.
Pick your cup up.
Who did I... I have flashed you.
Yeah. I count. Damn it, I count.
The look on your face when you realized it was him. Oh, yeah.
That's just because, like, at night I'm getting dressed for bed or something. He's like, show me your boobs.
I don't say boobs. I show me them titties.
You've said boobs before. Sometimes you say boobies.
Boobies.
But I really like titties.
Man boobs.
Man boobs. I flash her too, listeners. Don't let her lie.
Hey, that's low. Just like his man titties.
Just like my man breasts.
And Sarah likes titties.
If they get any lower, I'll start lactating.
The neighborhood stray cats start following you around.
Never have I ever been skinny dipping. I got a drink to that.
I
got a
drink to that.
Sarah.
I have, you know, had relations in water, but I wasn't naked, so that shouldn't count, right? It's not skinny dipping?
Okay.
I feel skinny dipping's like, it doesn't matter who the fuck's around.
It's swimming naked.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I wasn't swimming naked.
You're talking sex in the pool and then swimming naked, like...
Yeah, okay, yeah, so no, I've never been skinny dipping.
Listeners... None of us skinny dip, okay? We chunky dunk, baby. Yeah, we chunky dunk. We all got bellies around here.
Mm-hmm. It's my tool shed, man.
Yeah.
You got to keep your equipment, you know, out of the weather.
It's my gas tank for a sex machine. I just fill it up with propane instead of fuel.
Fill it up with donut.
All right. Well, I'm hoping the ladies will drink this. I'm kind of worried.
Read it.
Nut will.
Read it.
Never have I ever made out with someone of the same sex. Go ahead and drink, Rash.
I'm not drinking. I ain't never made
they
out
don't know.
Dude.
Oh, he is chugging.
Oh,
listeners,
you're so
he is
bullshit.
Okay, so just so
I'm
you know, listeners,
his
apparently,
head off with it.
I'm the only one that had to drink.
You never made out with a chick?
No.
Sarah?
At the New Year's party, you and Christina and what's-her-name didn't have to make out.
No. Because you didn't play in that game with
I them. Think, I think the listeners are expecting it now. So, Christina, so, yeah. I mean, you have to now. It's peer pressure. No. I mean,
not into it.
The internet demands it.
Well, we're not here to please everybody.
Damn yes. right. That ought to be in the disclosure. Yes. I ought to say
we're
that.
We're not here to please you.
Moving on. Never have I ever sexted. Yeah, everybody on the
I'm not going to be able to finish this
Sarah,
task.
Quit fucking bullshitting.
I'm like going through my Rolodex.
All right. That one's lame. That one's lame.
Read them. They might not be lame.
Never have I ever watched porn.
Never.
Shut the
I've watched you watch porn.
When you were making it with that girl, I knew it.
That would have been better on the list. Never have I ever watched someone else watch porn.
Never have I watched porn with a group.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I still have to drink for that.
I'm going to have to get under this table.
Oh, my God.
No, shout out to my homeboy, JB. He'll know who the fuck I'm talking about, but... He actually made... We were at one of his parties one time, and it was just when Paris Hilton made the fucking video. And, like, that was, like, a highlight of one of the parts of the fucking party we were at. Y'all got to check out the video. I fucking got it.
I really got it.
Yeah. And, dude, I'm not shitting you. There's 20 fucking strangers standing in this room, and we're like, yeah, we want to see the fucking porn.
Yeah, nobody said no.
Just no. Yeah, fucking play it, dude.
Just push play. I don't know why you asked. You should just push play. We all would have just watched anyway.
I say that now. I'm hoping to have him on later, and maybe he won't admit to that. But
oh my god!
Shout out to JB there. All right, let's see. Never have I ever been to an adult store.
I got a drink. I've been.
And everybody's drinking on that one.
All right, millennials, for y'all don't know, you couldn't. There wasn't always internet, so you had to actually go somewhere to get your pornography. And they were adult stores, and you had to walk in. I do have a funny story with that, real quick, Mohol. So we have a guy that works out on the tracks. He's been married for a while. He's got a kid in school. Blah blah blah. Well, one day we decided to take a break, and the place across the street happened to say free coffee. Fucking A. We're
free coffee.
Yeah, we're getting tired. I like coffee. Fucking and free. Can't beat it. So we're walking across the street, and it happens to be an adult store, right? No big deal. We're grown people. We're going to go in. We all walk in, about four or five of us, and the two people behind the counter. Shout out to the guy to my left, one of our coworkers, and is like, "Hey, what's going on, homeboy? Glad to see you." Yeah.
Did you bring your membership card?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
It's kind of one of those points. Like, you remember you telling me about how great that sermon was Sunday? I don't believe it now.
I don't believe it anymore.
Here's you a funny moment.
All right.
About adult stores. So we're in Amarillo one day. I can't even remember which my kids are older, so we have a little bit of fun with the kids.
Was this me and you?
Yes.
It was Mariah and Logan.
Okay, so Mariah and Logan are following us.
I was part of the group.
And there's, you know, the way we're going home, right off the road, there's an adult store. So Jeff's like, we're totally fucking with Mariah. I was like, okay. So don't really know exactly what he's gonna do until we like get close, and I'm like, oh, I know, totally know what he's doing. So he pulls into the adult store, drives around, parks. We sit there for like 3 minutes. We don't even go in, and leaves. And then we leave. And so a little bit later, I wait like maybe 10 minutes or whatever, and I call Mariah, and Logan answers her phone because she's driving. He's like, hello. And I was like, what are y'all doing? And I hear Mariah in the background going, I don't even want to talk to you, Mom. And we completely did it just to mess with her.
If y'all could have seen the look, because, okay, I'm going to add to your story.
Okay.
It's a two-lane highway, or a four-lane highway, excuse me, two lanes on either side, mm-hmm. when you're coming up to this shop. And they're in the hammer lane, which is the left lane. We're in the right lane because we're slowing down. I turn the blinker on, and I turn in, and we stop to, like, watch their faces. And the mortified look that came over her daughter's face was... The innocence was gone. She was just like, oh my God.
My mother. In a dirty store.
Oh, it was so funny.
But let's all remember that Mariah is 21. I mean, yes. she is older. A woman. And she's still mortified, I guess, to think of her mother in these situations.
It was so funny.
It was funny. It was totally worth messing with them.
It's a bittersweet moment because you got to understand, like, all the jokes you make about sex and shit, and then you think about your parents. It gets all comfortable and stuff. Well, hey, everybody listening to this right now and everybody in this room, if Mama didn't have a dirty mind, you wouldn't be here.
Mama didn't spread them.
Hold on real quick, and shout out to your dad because... Your mama probably wasn't in the mood that night, right?
Probably not.
We learned it's the other way around. Oh, he wasn't in the mood.
She was being aggressive.
She was being too aggressive.
Wow, my mom is an aggressive lady, yo. Watch out. Out of the mole holes, back to the game, Nick. What do we
back got? Back to the game. No, you know what? I think the game's over. Here's to all of y'all. I love y'all.
Final toast to Never Have I Ever, because apparently I win.
Yes.
Never Have I Ever. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
There's too many other episodes we could go off on. We'll cover those mole holes later.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a really good beer. I like it.
I love the happy camper. You know what? And I wasn't a bitch like fucking Rash, so I tried the
sangria. Sorry, I don't drink sangria. I had a bad experience with sangria.
You missed out. It was a good one.
It's actually not bad. There's still
half a glass right there, but have y'all ever been drunk just off sangria wine?
Not just sangria.
Okay, just do that one time and then come talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Hell, come talk to me after this.
Mm. Ooh.
I have, but I've been drinking vodka all evening, so nice. It's kind of hard to go from vodka to wine.
So apparently we all had to get drunk to do the sex episode.
I'm not drunk.
No one wanted to do it until we started drinking. And then when we drink, it was the only episode we wanted to do.
All we want to do is talk about sex.
Well, this should be a point.
All right. So, let's get back to the list. We'll get back on track here. Who thinks about sex more, according to WebMD? So, don't hate on me. Who thinks about sex more?
Apparently women.
According to WebMD, WebMD,
men.
WebMD probably says men, but I think women.
All right. Men is what WebMD said. God.
WebMD.
Sangria is fucking women.
I told you.
All right. They said fantasizes twice as much as women men do, of course. Roy. You know what, Roy? If I wasn't rolling so many deep, I might pronounce his last name right. But we're going to say...
let's just say Roy.
Fuck you. All right. So,
say Roy.
Roy, fuck you, psychologist at Florida State, found men reported more spontaneous sexual arousal and more frequent varied fantasies. So, yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. That spontaneous arousal, I will give you that. Men may... See, if that's the numbers that we're looking at here, men may spontaneously get aroused more often, but I think women build up to it a little bit more, and once it's there, once they have that sexual drive, it's like a fucking freight train, you know? It's going to happen.
Guys are like firecrackers, and women are like diesel engines.
Shout out Jeff Foxworthy.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
There's some of that's true, and some of that's wrong, but you kind of... lightly touched on a subject I'd like to bring up real quick. So the whole premise of this episode was men and women sex drives, right? Libidos. That's what we're talking about. So what do we classify as libido or desire, or where do we draw the lines on this? You know, like, all right, when for men, it's like, all right, does it come up or is it staying down? Women, it's so much more complicated. So we are literally sitting here on this episode comparing apples to oranges. And which is more, which is less. How the fuck do we decide? We're going to sit here and argue all fucking night. And I bring that up to the listeners because I have to do a lot of research for these episodes. And it's like, well, fucking shit. Like, I didn't even know where to
start. People like sex.
Well, obviously. There wouldn't be people if we didn't.
I know.
Right? So,
both men and women have a libido. Who would have thought?
Yeah, but our libidos are a lot different.
Oh,
very.
It's hard to decide. So,
like I said, this was from WebMD. I keep mentioning that because I like my name's not associated with this because I don't I don't completely agree with a lot of you saying in that point right there. Yeah, I'll admit, man, a breeze in the right way and my right pair of shorts on a good summer day, yeah, it may my soldier may rise. I don't know, you know, but it may not work for women. But you know, there's been reports of women having complete orgasms without any touching.
See, I think that's why the stereotype that men think about sex more, because it doesn't take much, but you might, the breeze may come through, but as quickly as that soldier rose, he sat back down. Right? Usually?
No.
Not always?
No.
Well, see, I don't have a dick, I don't know.
You don't know what it's like to have a rager. Apples to oranges.
But see, with women, that's why I was going to say, our sexual drive and our libido builds. You know, we've been thinking about it for, you know, a couple days, and we've been wanting to get some loving, and by the time we finally do it...
A couple days?
Well, because sometimes there's a couple days in between sex and stuff, you know, or whatever, you know, a week or whatever.
We think about it for a couple days. Man, if I thought about sex for a couple days, I'd... I don't know what I do.
Yeah,
but see, for a woman, you know what I'm talking about. It takes a couple days, and by the time you finally get to release that... Yeah, we're going to come off as fucking aggressive because we've been thinking about a couple days because we don't get to get hard every 5 seconds. It's a little bit different for us, so it builds.
Okay. You don't get hard every 5 seconds. Tell me what happens to your nipples when a cold breeze blows.
See, that's a different biology kind of system, I think.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, because, yes, I mean, they are linked in some ways. Yes, they get hard when you're aroused. I will agree with that. But there are other things that do it, and so, and I wouldn't always say that a cold, you know, if I'm cold and they're hard does not mean I'm aroused by any means.
Well, so listeners, this is what I'm grabbing for what Christina's saying. She thinks about sex for a couple days, and when Nick comes home, she's like, give me that dick! I want it now!
Is that what happens, baby?
And Nick's like, stop!
It's nobody's fault. I mean, if you look at me, that's what everybody thinks, you know.
That's how all the women react to Nick.
Men, women, in between.
All the boys
doesn't
come
matter.
To his yard.
He can take his milkshake, baby.
You got that milkshake, huh?
That's right, yeah. Well, it's funny you bring it up like that because the next question I was going to ask is, whose sex drive is more influenced by social and cultural factors? Men or women? What do y'all think?
Women.
Oh, I think
women.
Men.
Men?
Women.
What was your question?
Sorry, Sarah.
Sangria is fucking good.
I like it.
Sarah with an H. Whose sex drive is more influenced by social and cultural factors? Men or women? I'll make it easy and give you
more
the answers. Yeah, more
men.
So. Men. Who had men? Raise your hand.
Oh, air five on that one all the way. I agree with men.
Okay. Both women said that, and both men are opposite, and it was women.
Thank you.
All right, so, because I'm...
Y'all are more sexually knowledgeable.
Well, no, here's
me
the thing.
Me and Nick might be more sexually knowledgeable, but...
No.
I'm speaking for all men.
What I'm talking about here is, it is women again. This is WebMD, so let me give you some examples, because it kind of plays into what we're saying here. So, like, I got a few examples here. Women's attitude towards the willingness to perform various sexual practices more likely to change over time. All right? So, I'll give you a kind of a parallel to that. A little example is like Nut Rash earlier. So, me and him drinking the manly craft beer, yeah. And then the ladies had the sangria wine. And... Nut did not want to try the sangria and wine.
I don't think that had anything to do with gender.
No. But think about it. He wasn't open or willingness to do it. But y'all, I shove a beer in your face, y'all are going to suck it down, right?
I mean, one sip, what does it hurt?
No,
it's just
a
taste. I'm not
going to
drink
all.
The whole fucking beer. But one sip, that's how I see it.
But
you know?
It's the attitude. It's the attitude we're talking about here. It's the opinion. It's the idea. It's the openness, the willingness.
History has proven that women are way more flexible than men.
That's exactly what I was saying there.
That's the whole point of the thing. Me and Nick are right, and y'all are wrong.
Thank
you. Because y'all said men, and we said women.
I didn't say it quite like
I'm sure
that.
A man made this list, because apparently...
No, she didn't, but it's okay.
She's trying to bring it there.
trying to throw that white flag out. All right. Women who regularly attend church are less permissive attitudes about sex.
False.
Yeah. No, that's what it says here. There are less. The irony of this is that men who regularly attend church are no different than any other man on the planet.
Okay, so
I have
you're a preacher daughter, aren't
little,
you?
Little mohole. I'm going to disagree with that. Being a preacher's daughter and growing up in church, I mean,
she said she wasn't, and I was not a preacher's daughter, and we saw what kind of life I apparently have through Never Have I Ever, so... You know, so that can't necessarily be true.
Let me know when you're ready for me to bust your balls.
Bust them.
All right. So, let's say this, listeners. Yeah, I have a list in front of me. I did a lot of research today. So, I have a lot of answers in front of me. But let me ask you, just in your minds right now, let me ask you this. How many headlines have you read about a nun going from their vows and reaching out to some sexual fantasy they have? All right, that's probably nil to none. How many priests come to mind that break those vows? Oh, all of a sudden, the two ladies hosts are silent.
But to our point, women's connection to sex is a lot more of emotion, and it builds. A fucking priest that are going in and doing all that shit to those poor children and stuff, I mean, that's a spur of the moment, just that breeze that came through, that urge right then, all that kid's there. No, that's what that priest did.
Altar boys are just there for the day?
Yeah, you don't think the priest thought that shit out? He's committing a sexual crime. You don't think he planned that out?
All right.
Well, okay, I see your point on that. I'm just saying, to my point,
And I think he's talking more about a priest breaks his vows with a woman. I don't think he's going after a priest breaking his vows to molest children.
No, I was going with both. The point was, you've heard the priest break vows.
On sexual
orientation, regardless, either way. Yeah, to your point, I didn't care which way they went.
Maybe it's because women are more committed.
That's where I was going with that. She saw where I was headed with what I was trying to say. Thank you, Sarah.
Y'all have boobs and vaginas.
All right. I'll give you that. Well, but regardless, men are going to break the vows first. Agree?
But it could be also because women are more emotionally attached.
Yes, and it builds. That's what we've been talking about.
Women are more emotionally involved.
When you say men
would
break the vows first, are you talking about like men would cheat before a woman would? Because I do not agree with that at all.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Yes, I'm asking you.
You think a woman would cheat before a man?
Are you talking about in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yes. In my Jeff Rash's personal experience, a woman will always cheat before a woman.
I'm sorry you date a lot of fucking bitches and cunts in the past.
She usually gets the other way around.
I think
a
woman will cheat before a man.
No, but you're with a good girl now, and you'll understand what I'm talking about later. No. No, that's not what it said at all. It was just saying, like, as far as vows, even in the, you know, the presence of their beliefs, God, all right? Even in the presence of God, admitting these vows, men are going to break them way before women. And it goes into a lot of things like men are just prone more to that. So, I got another one here. So, something interesting. Women with higher educations are more likely to do more variety of sex acts than women with lower education.
Because they went to college and got crazy.
Yeah, they went to college and learned how to suck a dick. That's what it means, basically. Just no, for real, it says fellatio, blowjobs. Like we're talking a variety of sex acts, and that's what they thought was a variety was oral sex. It's WebMD, guys. I don't know.
You mean I get A if I suck your wiener?
like that's a real variety. But I just thought it was interesting because they thought they would point out a higher education women, they'll be more adventurous, open, however you want to say it. Men, regardless of education, no difference.
I don't understand why the education factor has anything to do with it. If you're more educated as a woman, that means you're more in tune with your sexuality and more open to it. I mean, if you're not, that you're not. See, that doesn't make sense to me.
I know plenty of uneducated women.
Do you know why it didn't make sense? Because you didn't go to college.
I did.
But did you graduate?
I did 2 years. I have a technical bachelor's of general studies.
Ooh. Technically.
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 Because I don't have a degree, but if you looked at my transcript, I would have a core completion.
Mm-hmm.
So
I went to college, too, and it's the same thing. You know, chicks are there to learn how to suck a dick.
I didn't learn how to suck a dick in college. I was after college.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't go to college.
Did you ever learn? How did you learn?
I don't know.
Bash, I don't know how did she to learn? We may be getting into cut territory.
Don't answer. She won't have to cut.
Women were more likely to show inconsistency between their expressed values about sexual activities, such as premarital sex, and their actual behavior.
That does not surprise me one fucking bit, because most women are like, oh, I'm a goody-goody, but they're sucking the dick behind the bleachers.
What? No. No, you're kidding. No. Women.
At least I'm open about it.
Hey, baby, that's why we're married. You're very open.
Did y'all meet behind the bleachers?
Nope, in a karaoke bar.
Yes, I was there.
Oh, yeah, you were the very night.
It was all your fucking fault. I'm going to need some child support from you.
Get bent.
And so, yeah, to your point, yeah, again, the social pressures, women will do that. Oh, no, no, no. You know, I don't believe in sex before marriage. Come here, big boy. Let's get it on.
Give me all your loving.
No one's looking, right? Turn that phone off.
We don't need mama beeping in.
Turn the lights off. I'm embarrassing my buddy.
We don't need to blow up Snap with this. Come here. Yeah, yeah. So, again, and see,
are you surprised by that?
Sarah?
No.
No? You're not surprised?
No.
I wouldn't think you were. The reason I brought that up, it wasn't to insult the other sex or anything like that. It was just because I want to show how ridiculous any fucking information I search on the internet would be.
Yeah.
No, honestly, because I'm not hating on women. Men are going to lie, too. Men are going to sit there like, yeah, hell yeah, I banged 3 bitches last weekend, blah, blah, blah.
And it was really Rocky and Palmer.
Fuck, yeah, yeah, it was lefty and righty. I mean, come on, shut the fuck up. You didn't get shit last weekend. But can you imagine if you're brought into the psychologist and he starts asking all these sex questions? Well, you're going to tell like you would your friends or your family. You know, when guys get drawn into that, and regardless, I think if it was a man or a woman asked the questions, you'd be bragging. Because you'd want the man to see how powerful of a male you are by like, hey, I nailed all these bitches. And then if the woman asks, you're going to be like, yeah, I have all these relationships. You may change some words around, but basically what you're saying is, yeah, I'm promiscuous. I get all this. But if you're a woman, you're going to want that, you know, the sensitive, innocent side, because it sells just as well. So you come in there and it's a man asking that, especially as an attractive male, you're going to be like, oh, well, no, premarital sex is wrong. That's how I was brought up. Or if you're thinking in the back of your mind, man, if my parents ever get a copy of this transcript, no, that's totally wrong.
Well,
totally wrong.
You're tapping into a stigma also, because if a man, you know, he's lying saying that he actually was with more women. The woman is over here lying saying that I wasn't with anybody. When she was. So where is that stigma coming from?
What you just said, both men and women lie. That's exactly what he just said.
What I'm getting at is they both lie because that's what society expects.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Where is these stigmas coming from? Why is it... Well, I know why, where it's coming from.
Society!
But.
I just fucking said it. Damn it. Pay fucking attention. That fucking sangria is some good shit.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's why I didn't drink it. I'm the sober one. No.
Shut up. Anyways. What I'm getting at is that's what society... I mean, turn on a show. If you watch The Office, have you watched The Friends? Have you watched... I don't know. Name something else. Maybe something more recent. Goddamn, how old am I? Anyways.
Game of Thrones.
What? Well, yeah, Game of Thrones is a great one.
There you go.
So,
you
know, yeah, the king comes out there and he's almighty...
Spoiler alert, it's easy.
No, I'm not spoiling shit. The king comes out and he thrust an almighty cock and all will bow to it, and the queen's got to play the games behind the scenes. I mean, think about it.
Well, that's the way history's always been. I mean, the symbol of the phallic, erect of phallic, was always the symbol of strength. I mean, look at our first president's monument. It is a freaking penis in Washington, D.C., standing up taller than anything else in the city.
Right, and who's that? Washington's?
Yeah,
Clinton's going to be that much higher. So, anyways, that's what I'm saying. Society has, I mean, we're in this box where
men are supposed to be, you know, the Hugh Hefner, we're supposed to be the owners of Playboy Mansion, and y'all
the
are
the cock in the hen house.
That's all you are. You're the bunnies, and women are supposed to be these little innocent things we find in these farmlands, and we pluck them out there, and we show them off to our buddies.
We shouldn't be shocked by these facts then.
No, what I'm saying...
Because in reality, women are just as sexually motivated as men.
Oh,
you know, let me tell you a little story. Let me chime in here. You know, if a key opens a lot of locks, it's a master lock. Mm-hmm. But if many keys open the same lock, it's a shitty lock. That's how I see that situation.
All right.
So guys are keys and women are locks, and so women can't...
Yay! Exactly!
Well, hang on a second, but that's implying that same stigma that we were talking about, that a woman can only have one key.
That's the way society wants you to believe. Yeah. Women have to be sweet, pure, and innocent. Men, the more pussy they get, the stronger their libido is. That's society. That's not how it is in the fucking real world. That's how society sees it. That's how society views it. And that's what makes people view it all around the world.
And society is... wrong.
Yes.
Way.
Obviously. Wrong.
Well, it's obvious now to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been married to you for just a few years, right? We're newly... Oh, no. 13 fucking years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So society sets us up for this, and that's why I was saying in these reports, when they do these studies... You know,
very biased.
Women are thinking where they want to play it, and men are thinking where they want to play it. So, a man and a woman, they're not interacting in this, you know, in this study. So it's one on one. And I don't care if it's a man or a woman asking the questions. When they ask these individuals these questions, what are they going to think of? Even if they don't have an answer, there's sometimes. Remember back in high school, that peer pressure, like, oh, are you still a virgin? Nah, man.
Last week. Two of them.
I caught a pill last night, and then you'll be like 40-year-old virgin. What'd it feel like? Well, it's like two bags of sand.
Like a bag of sand?
Like, you don't know, but...
Well, we did the dirty talk. Me so horny. Me so stupid.
Exactly. You don't make shit up. Yeah, so you know, fit in. And you have to fit into
something. Yeah, because you don't want to be an outcast, and you'll say whatever you want, even if it comes about sexual things or anything, because... I didn't lose my virginity until I was 19.
Yeah, I was 20.
I was out of high school, you know?
So full of shit.
I was 20.
Not.
I mean, for real. I just wasn't one of those kids.
We've had a lot of fun tonight. That was WebMD, and I'm sorry, honey. This one's just going to have to run a little bit longer. I know you may have climaxed, but I have not.
No. You got that backwards.
No, not in our relationship, you don't.
Not tonight, baby. Not tonight. All right, so I got a couple of things to cover, and we'll do it real quick. I tell you what, we'll skip rants tonight. We'll just go into it. So, number six, orgasm stats. Men average 4 minutes from the point of entry. In to their lover, whatever it may be, or whoever it may be, I should say.
Or whatever.
Until ejaculation. So, men average 4 minutes, women average about 10, if at all. 75% men have orgasms during sex. Okay, pretty, not bad number, 3 out of 4. 26% of women claim to have orgasms during sex. Here's the funny part of that, the whole reason I read it to you. Men claim their partners, whoever it may be, orgasm 45% of the time. See the problem with that? That doesn't equal up to what they're claiming.
Their math is wrong.
Right. I think women may be lying. Okay.
Men have the ability to get to use drugs to help libido. We all know about the little blue pills. Shout out to Slick if you ever listen
to this. Well, to that point, though, you know, a woman doesn't necessarily have to be aroused to have sex. A man does.
Right. Well, we'll get into that. What I'm saying is, though, to help libido, women don't get the option of drugs like men do. So, men, for example, can
apparently
take...
we don't need them.
Well, going back to the statement earlier, 75% of men get orgasms, 26% of women do. See, they want to try to even that number because men aren't that bad after all. They're trying to equal the score. But however, going back to your point, men can take drugs that can help them out, like testosterone is linked to sex drive. A lot of scientists think it's for both sides. Apparently it's not. Recent studies have showed that testosterone is really not working out for women. But it works great for guys, but not for the ladies. So there was a drug. damn it, I can't even say the name, but anyways, there's a drug reached out in Europe that was passed, but it's not passed by our
FDA,
so unfortunately y'all can't have it because it is associated with a lot of other bad stuff. Basically, the point of that conversation is men have problems with certain stuff. Drug is like there and it'll fix the problem, right? Whether it be blues, aka Viagra, whatever, and or testosterone. But women, it's not a quick fix, because to y'all's point, women aren't just attracted by just the simple things, you know. If you, me and Rash, very heterosexual men, show us lips, legs, breasts, or ass, bam, we're there, we're in the party.
Ready to party.
Especially if it's somebody we don't know. Because that was another fact I didn't cover. Men are more, want to have new partners rather than women. Because women, what do they want? They want the story. They want the background. That's what gets you there. For the most part, I'm not going to say everybody, because everybody is
phrasing it that way.
Which goes back to the fact that men are more likely to cheat than women.
Yes. And
we covered that. We covered that.
But phrasing it that way is not really good. You can't say the story and this and that. It, you know, you can say that as a stereotypical umbrella, but that's not what you're wanting. You're wanting the connection. Your personal connection, not a fantasy story. It's
so
not
every
what
time a woman has a one-night stand, she's looking for a connection? Or she's looking to get fucked?
Hold on.
I don't know. I've never had a
one-night stand. I can honestly say that I've had one-night stands. I'm not going to be ashamed about it.
Were you looking for a connection?
Yes.
Or were you just looking for sex?
Yes. I knew in the back of my mind it was going to be just sex. But every woman, I can honestly say, because I've had multiple partners, you know, and I can say that going into it, a woman is thinking, well, maybe this will go somewhere. It's not just sex.
Well, and
not well, me personally, it wasn't.
And hold on, like I said, that no matter what I pull off the internet, all these quote unquote, air quotes here, facts that I find, even in the studies, they don't represent everybody. This is just more of a basic average. Very general, because any individual can be way off course.
That's any statistic.
I don't want to say off course, because you are your own person. However you feel or you find love or do whatever, it's an individual basis. So whenever you came at me and like men and women have greater sex drives, you know, it could just be we're the lucky motherfuckers that found two women who have better sex drives than us. And I'm going to chalk that up as a blessing and roll with it.
Chalk it up as a W.
Yeah, it's definitely a case-by-case basis.
You're the lucky guy that your girl doesn't have a headache that night. Ever. Never. Ever. Ever.
Nope.
Like, that's like a come on line. I have a headache. But
that means I really actually want it. I'm just trying to make you think I don't.
Your body releases a hormone when you have an orgasm that actually gets rid of a headache.
Yep.
And so that's a come on line.
Yep.
I've got a headache. Why don't you come over here and cure it?
Hey, I never thought of it that way. That's a great, we need to put that out there to every woman. When you're saying that, make sure every man actually needs to be hearing this. When she says that, she's wanting a little piece.
I'm start calling my call.
Now we're going to have all these women like emailing us saying, I really have a headache. Yeah, I feel raped.
Start calling my cock Advil. All right, so speaking of Advil, who seeks it more avidly, men or women? I'm going to try to finish this list. Who seeks it more avidly?
I think men.
Greater interest. Who seeks sex with greater interest?
Women.
Women?
See, and I feel like men do, but I don't know if I'm buying into a stereotype.
That's exactly right.
You know, I mean, it's hard to really say because, I mean, I only can speak from personal experience, and I've never had a penis.
I'm
going
to say women.
Women? No men? No, anybody?
I mean,
Christina said men.
Yeah, I hesitated on it. I teetered.
Okay. Well, again, WebMD, men not just heterosexual, but even homosexual men obtain more, say they claim more sex than even lesbian couples. So men want more sex partners in their lifetime and are more into casual sex, kind of tying into what we were talking about. However, that was them. I've got another report from NPR. It's not so, because like I said, desire, when you ask me to define it or describe it to somebody else, your desire is going to be way different than the next person I talk to, especially on sexual desire and stuff. So, Beverly here, Whipple. Love that last name.
Whipple?
Whipple.
W-H-I-P-P-L-E.
Whipple.
Whipple.
It rhymes with nipple. All
right. Professor at Rutgers University. Every woman wants something different. Mm-hmm. Quote to her. Yeah, and I agree completely. Women don't have a lower sexuality than men. What they have are more variable patterns. In fact, recent evidence reveals that differences between the sexes may actually be more nonce or even non-existence, depending on how you define and attempt to measure desire. Some studies have even found that men in relationships are as likely as women to be the member of the couple with the lower level of sexual desire. At the end of the day, at the most basic neurological level, we still have no idea how desire works or what triggers it in the first place.
This whole,
That wrapped it up in a nutshell,
didn't
it? Yeah,
I mean, it's all subjective. This whole subject is subjective. Yes. It sounded weird, but I mean, it's to each their own. Whatever floats your boat. Mm-hmm. And you just hope that the person that you want to spend your life with, that's who you find, that their boat's floating in the same pond as yours. That's all you can hope for.
Yep. What do you think? Sarah with an H. You're just blown away by all that wisdom I bestowed on you.
I am, completely.
But it wrapped up what we were talking about, didn't it? Basically. Oh, yeah. Pretty little bow.
Pretty bow.
Teach there.
Beautiful bow. Big bow.
Yeah. Does that turn you on?
Oh, yeah.
Do bows turn you on?
Oh, yeah. It's the wine.
It depends on where the bow is placed. It's sangria.
At the end of the day, the libido is driven by the content of alcohol in your blood.
Apparently.
That's all that matters. We've known that for years. What do you think, Grass?
Are you asking me kind of what I learned?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's start it off. What did you learn?
I think women still have more sex drive than men.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it might be on a case-by-case basis, but I think they do.
Yeah.
The one I'm with certainly does.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the low man on the totem pole. She's fucking... I don't know. I'm looking for a great joke, like a great fucking.
You're just
she gives me the old razzle dazzle. You know?
Here comes Richard Gere with his jazz hands.
But no, I think women have more sex drive than men, and that's just not me and Sarah. You know, that's a lot of women out there. Mm-hmm. And but you know, there's nothing wrong with women liking sex. I mean, there's some,
no, there's not.
There's not. You know, because so many people. Society wants to shame a woman. You know, it's kind of like fat shaming, sex shaming.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. Ladies, if you want to go out there and freaking get your groove on, go get it.
Yeah.
You know, guys, if you want to do the same, go do it.
Yeah.
You know, and if your woman has more sex drive than you, man, let her rock your world.
Later.
If you have more sex drive than your woman, man, rock her world, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, I know that my woman has more sex drive than me.
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
Right on. What'd you learn, Kay?
I think I learned that, honestly, regardless of how much sex drive you do or don't have, it matters how much it works out with your partner. If you both have a low sex drive, or if one of you has more than the other, as long as you can find a happy place to live in, that's what matters. Whatever sexual partners you're, you know, deciding, if you want to be promiscuous, just make sure that both parties are agreed on that part, you know, are aware of the facts, you know. Do you, boo. Float your own boat and just, you know, and if you want to get committed, hope that their boat's floating with you.
Yeah, it won't work. Just saying now. I'm sorry. Stepped on you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sarah, with an H.
I don't know. I definitely have more sex drive, but I think it depends a lot on age and the person. Yeah, I mean, I've always had a higher sex drive. Always.
Yep.
Maybe it's because I'm a preacher's daughter. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but...
But I'm not, and I have too.
But I think that women's is based completely, not maybe completely, but mostly on emotional drive mm-hmm. versus just sexual drive.
Sex is a byproduct.
I mean...
It's not the focus.
I mean, that's like just me personally. I'm not going to just go sleep around. I'm not going to have a one-night stand. If I am going to have sex with you, there is something there, or I see something in you, or I want something with you. It's not just, oh, baby.
Rash lifted up his shirt.
We got the sploosh.
Showing off that six-pack. Keg.
Skadoosh.
Skadoosh. Sploosh.
I mean, to me, there's more to it than just sex. Maybe it is because I'm a preacher's daughter. I don't know. But there's more of an emotional connection.
Yeah. I agree. What I've learned this evening is definitely like it at different strokes for different folks. And I mean, like, for women and for men, you know, like I said, this is not for everybody. It's just what we try to generalize something that's so subjective, and it's kind of ironic, bass-ackwards, however the fuck you want to say it. I mean, how can you judge everyone by this is the standard? It's not the standard.
Why does there have to be a category?
No. The basis of it, biologically, we have sex to reproduce. That's the bottom line. However, we are higher intelligent beings, so we see a lot more and we read a lot more into it.
We do it for pleasure.
Yeah, we do it for pleasure.
Dolphins.
We do it for love. We do it for companionship. We do it for a lot of reasons. So, and I'm not just saying like women, you know, we said earlier, you know, when they want to do it or they get the libido, it starts between their ears and their legs, you know. Some men are like that too. It starts with the fantasy. It starts with the story, and that's how they connect. Don't believe me? Look at any cheap-ass romantic comedy you've ever fucking seen. But what I'm saying is that really does happen in real life. Is it all the time? No. Is it more than the other? I would like to say fuck off to every psychologist that tried to put this into a box, because no, it's not.
But on the other hand, you do have situations, too, where... The man plays more of the per se society woman role, where the man's more emotionally attached and involved versus the woman just wants the one night stand.
Yeah. Are you talking in the comedies?
I'm talking like in real life. It happens.
Oh, yeah. And
you know, stereotypically, the man is the one that he doesn't have any emotions, he doesn't give a shit, and the woman is the one with all the feelings.
They don't have emotions too.
But I'm saying in real life, it can be flip flopped.
Yeah.
Where the woman doesn't give a shit, but the man,
right,
has the feelings and wants the sex for the connection and the love and the companionship.
Yeah.
Versus a woman.
No. Thanks again for cock-block me. That's what I was saying. No.
Totally,
no.
Cock-block. He's trying to.
That's
what you want me to talk more. This is what happens.
not when I'm
give
trying
her sangria.
To do the. God damn it! All right, so
no. I'm trying to finish the full episode.
No, to your point, and yes, to my point as well. That's why I was saying, like, men can look for that, women can look for that, and but society deems us to have what you were talking about. You know, all men are supposed to be Hugh Hefners, and all women are supposed to be the Playboy bunnies, and that's not true. But society, for some reason, we drive that. We drive it to make sure that's how it's supposed to be. I mean, listen to any freaking music you listen to. I promise at the end of the show, if you really break it down to the characters, the antagonist, the protagonist, and all that, basically, men are the hero that sexually save women from all their doubts and discouragement. Am I wrong? I mean, really,
no,
think
right.
About it. Yeah. And no, that's not how it's supposed to be, and that's not how it is. So psychologists and all these studies and all this, trying to put it in a box, it's never going to happen. Like I said at the beginning of this, different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. Whatever floats it, run with it, man. There's going to be somebody out there, I don't care what gender, is going to...
love it too.
Be rocking along in the boat with you. So
yep.
Don't worry about it. Do your thing. But this was something, you know, it was an interesting conversation brought up by Rash, which had more.
Thanks, Blake.
I'm with you, brother.
Blake, sorry.
And Blake, and with you and Blake here, like, I'm chalking up as a blessing. I have a woman I love very much who has a way stronger libido than I do. And I'm just grateful for it. I'm going to roll with it. So, nothing to complain here.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, love you, baby. All right, that's all I got. Y'all got any
I do. For all you people who love this sexually driven episode, you need to go on PayPal. Everyone is an expert. PayPal.com and send us money.
Yes.
Money. I like money. You like money. I like your money, too.
Yeah.
I like my money and your money.
This podcasting can't...
Podcasting is not expensive, but the hard part is the traveling.
And the craft beers.
Yeah, and paying for these beer carries. My lord.
They add up. That's why we have a $7.99 wine this time.
If we can get sponsorship by a beer company, that'd be badass. But anyways.
Hint, motherfuckers.
Yeah, PayPal.com, every, blah, 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 I got a stutter. Every, the number one, is an expert. at paypal.com. If you'd like to make a donation, that'd be awesome. It could be a one-time donation. We don't mind. Every little bit helps. Christina, where can they find us?
They can find us on just about any platform that you listen to podcasts on, including iTunes and Google, which are some heavy hitters that I'm glad to say that we have. So get out there, spread the word, tell your friends, listen, we got this. Come on, bring it.
Well, let's do it. And if y'all have any ideas, comments, whatever, we're ready for anything. So send it to us. We're on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Gmail. However you want to get in contact with us, personal IM, or if you want to blast us across the internet, really don't give a shit, but holler back at us. Everyone is an expert. So that's every, the number one, is an expert, all one word, on any of those social sites. You'll find us. Give a shout. We'd love to hear from y'all.
And speaking of that, within the next couple weeks, I'm going to try to have the Instagram up and going. So we're on Instagram too. Awesome. Not just Twitter and Facebook. And we hope y'all enjoyed listening to us and had fun with us. Don't know if y'all agreed with us, like us. We don't really care. But come back next week because we like having you.
Yes. Join us again. Thanks for listening. Hope to catch you next time.
Deuces.
See ya.
Bye.
Peace.